Today we spend time with a veteran of the CIA. In fact, he spent over 2 decades in clandestine operations, and we discuss how and why one decides to enter the field. Remember, you can hear our archive shows at AmericanCountryside.com and get the latest updates when you like us on Facebook. Today's edition of the American Countryside returns after this.
Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. I start laundry at 8. At 10, we go for a walk. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Peter Earnest spent 36 years in the CIA, with over 25 years of that time in clandestine operations. He is the founding executive director of the International Spy Museum.
I graduated from Georgetown University here in Washington, and the world then was a very different one than right now. We were very concerned about Soviet military development of the bomb and the spread of communism around the world.
He was commissioned in the Marine Corps and spent time in Japan. When his time in the military was done, the CIA paid a visit.
They had learned of my coming out of the Marine Corps, and the CIA approached me about joining CIA. They talked about dealing with foreign affairs, travel, language learning, and that sort of thing.
Earnest says there are two major divisions of people working for the CIA.
Many, many people go the analyst route, that is, they become intelligence analysts. And then there are folks who, usually who are fairly outgoing in personality, show an inclination for travel and engagement with other people. So the agency felt that I belonged on the operational track, and it was probably a good decision.
After he retired from the CIA, he helped found the International Spy Museum. Visitors are amazed by the covert gadgetry displayed here.
People often ask me, well, what are they using now? Where's this stuff? And I say, well, what they're using now is classified, so we don't have that. But I think you can get a sense of it if you realize what we consider the threats today.
More about the world of spies next time as we travel the countryside. In Washington, D.C., I'm Andrew McCrae.